ARH plus and H2O plus absorption towards luminous galaxies, by Arshir M. Jacob et al. Along several sight lines within the Milky Way, argon monohydride plus has been ubiquitously detected, with only one detection in extragalactic environments, namely along two sight lines in the redshift Z equals 0.89 absorber towards the lens blazer PKS 1830-211. Being formed in predominantly atomic gas by reactions between R+, which were initially ionized by cosmic rays and molecular hydrogen, ARH+ has been shown to be an excellent tracer of atomic gas as well as the impinging cosmic ray ionization rates. In this work, we attempt to extend the observations of argon monohydride plus in extragalactic sources to examine its use as a tracer of the atomic interstellar medium ISM in these galaxies. We report the detection of argon monohydride plus towards two luminous nearby galaxies, NGC 253 and NGC 4945, and the non-detection towards ARP-220 observed using the SEPIA 660 receiver on the APEX 12 meters telescope. In addition, the two sidebands of this receiver allowed us to observe the NKAKC equals 11, 0 to 10, 1 transitions of another atomic gas tracer PH2O plus at 607.227 GHz with the ARH plus line, simultaneously. We modeled the optically thin spectra of both species and compared their observed line profiles with that of other well-known atomic gas tracers such as O+ and OH2O+ and diffuse and dense molecular gas tracers HF and CO, respectively. By further assuming that the observed absorption from the argon monohydride plus, O+, and H2O+ molecules are affected by the same flux of cosmic rays, we investigate the properties of the different cloud layers based on a steady-state analysis of the chemistry of these three species. This was ARH+ and H2O+ absorption towards luminous galaxies, by Arshir M. Jacob et al.